Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Hello and welcome to Naturally Savvy. Andrea is away. Andrea, we miss you. I'm Lisa Davis, and joining us as always is a wonderful Dr. Ginger. Hi, Dr. Ginger.
Hey, Lisa. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you? And happy New Year again.
Good. Happy New Year to you as well. And we're going to talk about the New Year, and hopefully everyone's gotten off to a really great start on their resolution.
Yes. And if not, you're going to help us.
That's right. And I think the first thing that you have to do when you're thinking about your resolutions and how to stick to them throughout the year is it all starts with your mind. You have to decide and to be determined that there are certain things you are just not going to do this year and certain things that you are, and maybe even write them down as goals.
It's so funny that you said that, because I was about to ask. One thing that I like to do is I like to write them down. My New Year's resolution is to do 10 to 20 minutes of yoga at least 4 days a week and then work up, from there.
Great. Uh-huh.
Because I know if I make it too big and lofty, I'm not going to do it. But that's totally doable. So yesterday I did 20 minutes of yoga, and I might skip today and then I'll do tomorrow. And this is in addition to the other exercise I do. But I write it down. I put it on the fridge, put it in different places. It's just because they get so busy. It's nice to have reminders and also just to go to that list and feel good and maybe check it off. I don't know. Maybe I'm too particular.
No,
but
no.
It helps me.
Absolutely. I don't know. Tony Robbins, I follow a lot of Tony Robbins things. He's a really big proponent of writing it down because you can see those goals. You can visualize them. You can feel them. You can do them each day. And if you just sort of say in your head, this is what I'm going to do, you don't tell anybody, you don't write it down, it's harder to stick with it. You kind of can get off the hook a lot easier.
Well, that's interesting about telling someone, because that's another thing I like to do is if I tell my husband, hun, remind me, say to me, have you done your yoga? Or before you go to work, say, hun, don't forget to do your yoga.
Those,
more accountable.
Those husbands will make sure that did you do what you said you were going to do? Those husbands are good at keeping accountability going, aren't they?
They are. Now, you live such a healthy, clean lifestyle. Are there any resolutions, or it seems like you have it going on already?
I mean, my lifestyle is far from perfect, but it's probably a lot better than most people out there who aren't as into it as I am. But, you talked about setting lofty goals. I kind of like to do that, and I didn't quite make it this year on one of them. I've never run a marathon before, and that's been a goal of mine for a long time. And twice I've attempted, and twice I think I get too excited, and I do too much at once. My heart and my lungs will let me go, but my hips and my, joints or my feet or my bursa, And so I started training for a marathon last year and kind of ramped up to, 6 to 8 miles a little too quick, and then developed bursitis and wasn't able to do it. My sister went on to do it, and she's kind of throwing that in my face now. See, I did it. She didn't even want to do it in the beginning. And so she ended up doing it, and now that's on my bucket list for this year, is to run a marathon by the end of the year. So that's one of my big things.
Well, you know what, though, Dr. Ginger, is that you did try, though. And I got heel bursitis as well, and that's really frustrating, but it is because we were out there trying to reach our goals and we were exercising and being busy. So
yes,
I applaud you for the effort.
Well,
how's your heel
much.
Doing now?
Well, it wasn't my heel, it was my hip. Trochanteric bursitis
right
in my hip, which made it so I could barely even walk when I woke up the next morning. So I just, and that just tells me that my body's out of line and I've got to visit the chiropractor a little more often and kind of make sure everything's in balance. But when it comes to the food side of it, we talked about the mind determining certain things you're going to do. Don't let your stomach lead you blindly. You really have to just decide certain things you are going to eat and certain things you're not going to eat. And that's going to be a huge part of your success as far as weight loss, is getting the food under control. If you're a sugar addict, you know what? You just have to, in your mind, determine you're not going to get that soda, sweet tea, or whatever it is that you're addicted to sugar-wise. So, it starts all, just like in healing, it starts in the mind. You've got to get your mind set in the right space, and then all the action can take place.
Yeah, I've noticed with myself that if I decide ahead of time, I don't eat such and such, like I don't eat dairy or I don't eat sugar, it'll be easier and I'll stick to it versus, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I mean, it sounds absolute, but for me, I have to be very absolute about it.
It's black and white with me. Like, I just don't do that. Well, you can just have a little. Like my husband will say, just have a taste. I just, it throws my success in my mind off balance, because if I have a taste, then I ruined my plan of not doing it, you know? And so but the moderation thing, just, I mean, it's just me, but maybe it's other people too, but the moderation thing doesn't work for me. I'm either yes or no.
Yeah. See, if I have a taste, I just want more and more and more. That's my problem. Although I have to say the other night, that's good that you substitute. I just wanted to say my husband gets this amazing chocolate mint cookie, which is like, they use all, you know, it's gluten-free, it's very low in sugar, and I mean, still has sugar in it, but it's like homemade, it's really good.
Right.
It's a pretty big cookie. I had him give me just a little square, very little, and I thought I would be begging him for more and, like, you know, chasing around the house to get this cookie. And I ate it really slowly, and it was very satisfying. So maybe I am getting better at letting myself enjoy these things that are still pretty good ingredients, maybe a little sweet, but not going crazy.
No, and that's good. And it's the bad things you just don't want to go crazy for. Like, you know, way back when I used to eat whatever, chocolate was a big thing for me. And I don't do dairy and I don't do caffeine, so I don't do chocolate anymore. And so I've learned to substitute, you know, carob and other things that may not taste exactly like it, but give me the satisfaction so that I'm totally satisfied. I don't miss chocolate. It's not a big deal to me anymore. And it just takes kind of tweaking those little things, kind of your weaknesses, finding substitutes for those that totally satisfy you just as much eventually. And they will.
Oh, see, I'm thinking I can't live without chocolate, but I'm eating dark. I'm talking like 85%. It's dark. There's very little sugar. So you won't even eat that? No, I'm terrible. I'm like, come on, Dr. Ginger, have some chocolate.
I never liked dark chocolate, even when I ate chocolate. I always liked the regular milk chocolate. So I never acquired a taste for it, just like I never acquired a taste for coffee either. So green juice is my coffee. You know, that's my substitute. It gives me energy. It's getting me alkaline. It makes it so that I don't crave other things throughout the day. You know, when you have an acidic diet, all day long, you just want more food because your body's not nutritionally satisfied. But when you have an alkaline diet, or a more alkaline diet than acidic diet, you know, your body gets satisfied and you're not, you know, after you eat a big meal, you're not running around crazy. So I carry lots of healthy snacks with me in a little bag, almonds and berries. Every Sunday I make this big bowl of all of these veggies. I put cilantro in it. I squeeze some lime juice on it, put chopped up garlic, and make this awesome tasting veggie mix that could be put on salads or just eaten by itself. And I carry a little container of that with me. And it prevents, you know, fast food stops or, you know, going into the, you know, gas station and getting a unhealthy snack. Just you have to make an effort in order to keep these resolutions. But once you kind of get on the ball and once you hit the 30-day mark and the 60-day mark, then it's habit. And it's like, I can't believe I used to do that, you know, all those bad choices.
You know, for people who are new to the health world, describe an alkaline versus an acidic diet.
Well, alkaline is basically nature's foods. So your fruits and veggies, some nuts might be slightly acidic, but fruits, veggies, nuts, seeds, you know, nature's foods. And when you start, but the problem is when you start manipulating nature's foods by cooking them heavily and frying them and all of that, then it becomes acidic. Now, man-made foods, for the most part, are, I can't even think of a man-made food that's not acidic, but they're all acidic. And so you need to kind of shift your diet toward nature's foods and less of man's foods and less of the processing and more just real food. And I think we're all really, especially, you know, the past couple of years, starting to see that, you know, all of these crazy diseases that are so totally reversible if you just get control of your diet. You don't even have to, I'll never get any of those diseases because I don't eat in a lifestyle that will kind of set those off. And so just eating as close to nature as possible, as much as possible.
Yeah, that's what I love to do. And there are so many great things you can make. And the smoothies I love, and the green drinks I've been making like crazy. I have a juicer and then I also have a Vitamix, and I'll do a green smoothie one day and the next day I'll juice. And as long as I do one of those each day, I feel really good. Dr. Ginger, you are fabulous as always. You can find Dr. Ginger at drginger.com. I'm Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening and stay well.